This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Marhaban bikum fil halaqati thaniya min barnamaj rihlatil khatawati saghira. وفي هذا اليوم نتكلم عن أهمية التسبيح بإذن الله تعالى في دفع الهموم وتفريج الكروبات. Welcome to our program, A Journey of Small Steps. And this is the second episode we'll be talking about the importance of tasbih. Is there any relationship between tasbih and the relief from calamities or from hardship, relief from stressful situations? Do we have a proof in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this kind of relationship? Yes, there are some stories. The story of Yunus alayhi salam, the story of Musa alayhi salam. There are some instructions that were given to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we start with, we begin with the story of Yunus. نبدأ بقصة يونس عليه السلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في سورة الصافات فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ فَلَوْلَا تَسْبِيحُ يُونَسَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِ الْحُوتِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَرَّجَ كُرْبَتَهُ وَدَفَعَ عَنْهُ وَكَشَفَ عَنْهُ الْغُمَّةَ بِسَبَبِ هَذَا التَّسْبِيحِ أَوْ ذَلِكَ الدُّعَاءِ الْجَمِيلِ الَّذِي وَاضَبَ عَلَيْهِ يُونَسُ أَوْ كَرَّرَهُ يُونَسُ وَهُوَ فِي بَطْنِ الْحُوتِ أَوْ كَانَ رُبَّمَا كَانَ يُكَرِّرُهُ وَيَدْعُو بِهِ قبل المحنة التي وقع فيها يونس عليه السلام. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the story of Yunus in the Quran. What did he say in Surah As-Saffat? فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ And had he not been among those who exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made tasbih, he would have remained in its belly till the day they are resurrected, the belly of the whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved Yunus alayhi salam from his hardship, from his stressful situation because of his tasbih. He used to recite a beautiful dua. And this dua was mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is none worthy of worship except you. Glory be to you. Indeed, I was one of the wrongdoers. So in this dua, Yunus alayhi salam combined between three beautiful things or three beautiful concepts. The concept of tawheed. He started with tawheed, declaring his faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he added tasbih, subhanak, glory be to you. And then he admitted his mistakes, al-i'tidharu min al-dhanb. He admitted his faults, his sins. Of course, we don't call them sins fi haqq al-anbiya, ولكن it's a mistake, it's a miscalculation from Yunus alayhi salam when he left his people without waiting for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell him what to do. But anyway, this is what happened, and this is a beautiful dua that Yunus alayhi salam used to make. And in the middle of this dua, Yunus alayhi salam used tasbih, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, yaqul, da'watu dhinnun, idh da'a wa huwa fi batni al-hut, la ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, lam yad'u biha rajulun muslim illa stujiba lahu. Wahada wa'dun min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hadith mawjud fi musnad al-imam Ahmad wa fi sunan al-tirmidhi, wa rubbama fi ghayriha min al-masadir. So, we got the hadith, the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said the dua of Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the belly of the whale. La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no Muslim who supplicates with it for anything ever except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would respond to his dua, would respond to his supplication. Even this is something beautiful that we can use these days, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The story of Musa alayhi salam. If you move to the story of Musa alayhi salam, in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go and face Pharaoh. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. What was the response? What was the reaction of موسى? ماذا كانت ردة فعل موسى؟ كيف استجاب موسى لأمر الله عز وجل؟ بدأ بالدعاء مباشرة. He started with making دعاء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So basically asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand his chest and to ease his affair and to make him more fluent, more powerful in his speech, so people can understand his message, to empower him, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for empowerment. And then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appoint his brother Harun as a minister for him, or as a partner in his mission. وَأَشْرِكُهُ فِي أَمْرِي. And then he told him, he mentioned the purpose of all of this. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So that we may exalt you much and remember you much. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him to go and face Fir'aun, and Musa alayhi salam is concerned with tasbih and making tasbih. He wanted his brother Harun to join him in his mission, and the purpose is to exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much and remember him. They said maybe he was concerned about his safety, because in a different ayah, Musa and Harun, both of them voiced their concerns about their safety. They were worried about their safety, and this is something normal. This is when you face someone like Fir'aun, it's normal that you will be concerned about your safety. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to make tasbih and to make dhikr, and this is a proof that tasbih could be a relief from stress and from anxiety. If we look into other ahadith, ننظر في بعض الأحاديث نجد أن التسبيح أجره عظيم جدا. الحبيب عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول في حديث مشهور: كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. تدبروا يا أخوان في هذه العبارات الجميلة: خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this famous hadith two statements, they are light on the tongue, heavy on the scale, and they are beloved to the most merciful. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdih, subhanallah al-azim. It's easy to utter them, it's easy to recite them, and they are heavy on the scale. They will make your scale on the Day of Judgment heavy, and they are the most beloved. They are beloved to the most merciful, to our Lord, the Creator and the Lord of the heavens and the earth. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير. في الأخير أذكر فقط معنى التسبيح. ما معنى التسبيح؟ عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه يقول: هو تنزيه الله عن كل سوء. يعني أنك عندما تسبح تنزيه الله سبحانه وتعالى عن الشريك، عن الصاحبة، عن الولد، عن النقص، عن العيب، عن الظلم، عن الخطأ. لا يسهو، لا ينام سبحانه وتعالى، كملت أفعاله، كملت صفاته، حسنت أسماؤه سبحانه وتعالى. هذه المعاني الجميلة كلها موجودة في معنى سبحان الله، سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم. So when you make تسبيح, you glorify Allah سبحانه وتعالى above any imperfection or deficiency. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all defects. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high, the most glorified, who has no partner or rival. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses all aspects of perfection. That His actions and His decrees are free from evil. They are pure. That His names are the most beautiful. That His actions are perfect. So when you make tasbih, when you say subhanallah wa bihamdih, or subhanallah al-azim, or even subhanallah, you include all these beautiful meanings in this short statement. What a beautiful statement. What a beautiful dhikr, ya ikhwan. Let's benefit from our time these days. We're staying home. Let's teach our family members these beautiful words of dhikr. And get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these challenging times. And remember every progress, every little progress, each day will adds up to big results. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.